Reflection by Father Luis Cesano. Matthew 11:28-30. He carries your burden. Number one, afflicted and burdened. A few days ago, some friends asked me to share with them how my life was going and what was happening to me. I love what I do, and it is great to see how people are responding. I have wonderful parents who, in spite of their physical limitations, do their best, and I'm surprised to see that a wheelchair or a walker does not stop them. But in my head, there's this Lewis who fights with the other Lewis, the Lewis of the future, of the threatening Lewis who says, "Enjoy everything now because it'll come to an end sooner or later." Because something I've learned in these years is that you have to be prepared for things to end and not fall into depression or nostalgia or denial. That will come to all of us, and it will come to me too. When I talk about it with my spiritual advisor, I realize that maybe there's an excessive fear in me to be prepared when that day arrives. And because of that, I may not be thoroughly enjoying a lot of beautiful things that are happening now. I've learned to see that nothing is forever except God. That's why I invite you to enjoy today, because everything is momentary. So let's give it our all today, because tomorrow we might not be able to do so. Number two, give your rest. Jesus invites us to go to him so he can make our burden lighter or more tolerable. Jesus wants to offer you the opportunity to meet with him so that you can leave in his hands everything that weighs you down and troubles you. Do what you can and entrust to God what you can't do. Number three, yoke. We all go through situations that weigh us down or and must face things that we can't control. And this causes an even greater weight, sadness. Sadness doesn't allow you to look up and ahead. It puts more weight on you and holds you down. So put yourself in God's hands and you'll find comfort and relief in the God of life. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.